This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We were just watching during the break. Kevin Durant was talking trash last night to T. Morant, Ja Morant's father, on the sidelines. He's telling Ja's father, "We know your son don't want to be here. Enjoy your time here while you're here."
After further research,
yep.
Do you really want Ja Morant in Miami?
No.
I know you don't, Leroy. I'm not talking to you. Clearly, we know. We know when you when you love somebody, how much you're gonna cape. Because that last segment was a kill-el wear caping. But when you love somebody, I would want you to defend me the way you defend when you like certain players. You're right in some of your explanation. I see your point, but you know, Oladipo, Tua.
Here's the deal. I can't explain my Oladipo. I've always been a fan of Oladipo. Like, it has nothing to do with just the way he carries himself, the way he plays. I've always been a big fan of his. So that's more me wishing the best for him.
Mm-hmm.
The Kalel thing is there's a fine line between coaching a guy up because you understand that being a young big is difficult and just almost like dismissing him.
They're also very young. I mean,
right. That's like, what I'm saying. That's my point.
You know, he's 21 years old.
He's 21 years old and treating him like he's a 10-year vet sometimes.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, that's the, and Jovic too. Like, look, I have been guilty as anybody of I was watching Eurobasket all summer, okay? I love Jovic. I want him to be really good. But he is 22. Like, there is going to be these values, and we got to realize, like, all right, this hasn't gone as smooth for him, but I'm not writing him off by any means.
But here's the other thing, Vlad. I'm with those two guys, with Jovic and Kalel. I'm always like that with young players. And the reason why I'm like that is because when I was a young player, I understood what I went through. And so that's why I'm always like, hey, man, I'm going to defend them to a certain extent because some of it is just from being young.
Get to 15 minutes of heat here brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. First off, we're just reiterating, man, prayers out to Eric Spoelstra's family and to Spo that his home burned down today. The videos, man, they're horrific. They're nightmarish. And thankfully, nobody was hurt. I guess that's the number one thing, but it's still a very traumatic thing for the Heat head coach to have that literally fly home last night, and this is the thing that you come home to is no home.
Right.
That's a bit of a mind bleep. So
I would say this, as long as And I think I tell people this. Nobody got hurt. You lost things,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have the resources to get things back, right? And so from that standpoint, even though it sucks, just be grateful that it's just things.
So that sucks. We're also waiting word today on Bam Adebayo's injury. Hurt his foot yesterday in the first quarter in the Heat's loss. He finished their road trip 1-3. Not great, but, you know, I kind of felt going into that Denver game, I was like, oh, winning Denver's like winning two. They haven't done that. Well, like, other than the finals, they haven't with that one win. They haven't. They don't win back then.
You're like looking at it saying it was courtesy. Like,
it was gentlemanly. It was gentlemanly.
You have to bet a lot of money just to win money on a Jokic triple double.
He's ridiculous.
He's averaging a triple double. Like, and I felt bad.
He gets
yesterday.
The slowest moving triple doubles.
It doesn't care if it's slow. Leroy, stop. When they're great like that, stop. Stop.
I'm just saying his movements are very slow.
And guess what?
It has nothing to do with whether he's good or not, Vlad.
I understand that.
So why are you saying stop?
Because you're acting like this is something. Oh my God! With something new, we just found
out. No, I'm not.
It's been like this for the last 7 years.
I meant exactly what I said.
He looks like he's got
as dominant as he is, he moves very slow. And when you think of people that are dominant like that, they're not associated with
Been 7 years of dominance.
It's not shocking anymore.
That roster looks much better constructed now for him. Like like that. They got depth on the bench. Like, because you're looking like, all right, is OKC going
to
run this thing?
He would have to play 46 minutes last year for them to have a chance.
Now you got big Valanciunas.
Right.
Always terrifying. Now they got a good backup that,
He can handle it for a little.
10 minutes.
And they're even trying to, like, have him do, like, the Jokic position. Like, he's not Jokic, but they're just kind of sticking him there on the elbow. And, like,
Cameron Johnson's a better fit than
Michael Porter Jr. Started off terrible. And, of course, he was going to get going against the Heat. You know, like, you knew that was inevitable. He knew that was inevitable. Tim Hardaway Jr. always kills the Heat.
Hold on. I did. So watching the game, I'm like, okay, all right. This is the beginning. All right, boom. Everything's going good. And then, boom, Pella gets hurt. Like, Pella gets shaken up.
Oh,
like,
when he gets the face.
And I'm like, wow, did Tobin call this? Is this when KJ makes his appearance? Is this when Casper makes his appearance?
Spo said before the game, he goes, nah, he's probably not going to
He's not going to make it.
He didn't even, like, lie about it. He goes,
I'm like, is Pella going to get concussed? Because if Pella gets concussed, that might be a good reason to play the kid.
Pella got the Goran Dragic memorial play, which is you get bowed in the face and they call the foul on you. He's like, see, he goes, oh.
Didn't Gordon like chip a tooth or something?
Multiple times.
Got five.
Multiple
got
times.
The foul called on him.
It is crazy. Bam Adebayo, this was him post game, and he explained what happened on the play that he got injured. Here we go.
Guy hit me in the back of the leg, and felt the pain in my foot. So I took it upon myself to check myself out and go see what happened.
Yeah, the Heat.
Also, he got hit in the back of the leg.
He said he got hit in the back of the leg, but it hurt his foot.
Ever happened to you, Leroy?
No.
This is new.
Usually my pain comes where I get hit. Unless it's like muscular and then it's kind of referred pain. But
it just got me nuts because this dude doesn't get hurt.
No,
he,
I know.
I don't think he's ever had like a long term lower body injury. His only long term injury that comes to mind is the hand. He hurt his hand on the when he was I think it was against the Nuggets too. He hurt his hand, and that he had to get surgery on his thumb, and that took him out for a few weeks.
So I would say I think the only thing I would say is based on how his foot was planted, he could have put some, you know,
some weird weight on it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Usually, but anytime you say I got hit in the leg and something else, it's just like ligaments or something, man, because you know it's all held together.
Here was the pulling himself out.
Obviously, too much to play through, and then obviously you don't want to do anything more to cause any more lingering effects. So, told Spo to check me out.
All right, and then Spo discussed not having Bam in the game.
So many moments during the course of the game where those are those swing opportunities, you know, that we didn't manage well. Every time we got it to around 6 or 8, they would respond and end up being 15-point lead. But that's part of, you know, us learning. Even without Bam, I thought this was a game we could have put ourselves in a position to win. But we just, you know, the tail of the game would be those relief points, you know, just crushing us on the glass. And then if that wasn't enough, it was the cuts for easy baskets.
Yeah.
Without Bam, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it is. And then they had like – they got it to like 9, and then Norm like smoked a layup. And I was like, you needed everything to go perfect though, because, you know, just
– you already needed – Everything needed to go perfect with everybody healthy.
Right.
You were going to need either somebody to just go like 9 for 15 from 3 or something. Just something bonkers. A Jaime 30-point game. You already were going to need that along with slowing everybody down.
Yep.
The one thing you couldn't withstand was any loss of anybody who had to guard Joker for a substantial amount of time. Yes.
But this is going to be grow-up time for those young bigs, because if Bam is going to miss, hell, even a week, 2 weeks, whatever.
You know what?
Let's look at
like this. You know what's great? It's great it's happening now. It's great because here's what it does. It makes the coaching staff and Spo coach them because they have no other option.
Or he's
going to throw and the way that happens – sometimes you're thrust into a position where, oh, the coaches see you can perform, right? Because they don't have a choice.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does Tyler ramp up his rehab to try to come back if Bam is going to miss a certain amount of time? Because this is your schedule coming up.
Oh, it's tough.
Charlotte and Portland.
Portland's playing great.
Portland's playing great. They beat OKC last night, I believe.
Yeah. They did.
They're playing great.
So you gotta hope that maybe they get the South Beach flu. Maybe they're feeling themselves after beating OKC. And
I don't think Thiago Splitter's gonna let them do that.
I don't know. Thiago, a lot of Brazilians out here. You know what I mean? I don't know.
They got a double Cavs, double Knicks.
Double Cavs, double Knicks is not what you want without Bam. That's a lot of height.
A lot of height. A lot of size.
Biggins.
And Evan Mobley's playing very well. And Kat started
to get his rhythm. Did you see Donovan Mitchell last night? Almost a 50 burger.
Is it? Would you go Mitchell or Brunson?
What's that?
Brunson.
You go Brunson
over
Mitchell? Shocking. Yeah.
I think
Spider's a little more athletic.
I don't care about athletic. They're both short.
They're both amazing.
They're both amazing. Yeah. Both I was just curious.
It's a good comment.
And then you got Steph Curry and the Warriors coming up.
Steph's out. Or is he just missed that game?
He just missed that game.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. And then you got the Bulls in Chicago. Who?
Yeah, it's not. It was already.
What do you call them? The intangibles.
The intangibles. No, it was already a tough schedule if they didn't have Bam. Your question about Tyler coming back? Yeah, but I think, like, look, every scoring punch will help without Bam Adebayo if that happens. But, dude, they're thin. Like, their only bigs are legit 6'10 guys are Jovic and Ware, and they both have been very inconsistent to start the year.
Well,
he's
got to step up now.
No doubt. We got to take a break. More to come. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ew, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.